Hey, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all. It's Kaylin.
And this is season 3, episode 3 of A Wild and Mindful Mess.
Woo! And
our group is on, our Facebook group is on live right now while we're starting to record this. And we love you guys. And we're so happy you can join us for the live. And we will do it again. So now we're talking in this multi-part series about self-love. So this is part 2 of the series. We had a little bit of discussion in our group about it, our Facebook group. And if you want to be part of that group, it's on Facebook. Just look up our podcast. Just look up our podcast on Facebook. And there's a group. And so what do you want to focus on about self-love tonight, Kaylin?
For me, I'm glad you asked. For me, it's all about authenticity. So, because that was something that I struggle with so much, like being my true self, because being myself is a lot different than what I was taught to be, because I was raised in very strict religion with very strict guidelines from society, from church. My social standards were different. And I knew deep down that none of them were right. So I guess for me, it's more about being true to myself. And what I was thinking tonight, like, what is it that made me realize that I lacked being unapologetically me, right? And it was when I was teaching Everly the importance of being proud of herself. And I always tell her, like, are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of you? You should be proud of yourself. And I'll always, when she says yes, or if she signs that she's proud of herself, I will always follow it with, I'm proud of you too. And the reason for that, that I wanted to instill that into her to be proud of herself, is because of the same thing, right? Like, I wanted her to understand that it's important. It's most important for you to be proud of you. We don't care what anyone else says. So if I were to automatically be like, I'm so proud of you, and that's all I would say to her, that's the same thing that I heard as a kid, right? That would be like me giving her that stamp of approval. And that's all that I'm teaching her, is that stamp of approval, which is always what people push on us from the time we were very small, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess it's just, it all came full circle for me, that it's really hard for me to teach my daughter, who doesn't meet the standard of, you know, what is accepted or normal or beautiful. And it's really hard for me to teach her to love herself if I don't love myself. And when that hit me, because you have a kid, it's different. It hits a little different. So I had to light a fire under my own ass, I guess.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I mean, you know, I teach Felicity to be proud of herself.
You ain't got to teach her. It's in her.
That's true. That's true. She is very proud of herself.
She gives no fucks. Like, I feel like she's the mascot of self-love.
In so many ways. Definitely she is. I'm proud of her for being that, because I struggled with it forever, for 40 years. So she's already got it on lock at 6. I mean, she must be doing something right.
Exactly.
But I do like the way you put it, as in, you know, it shouldn't be whether people are proud of you, but being proud of yourself, because it shouldn't have to be a stamp of approval from anyone. And I talked about that last time. Like, that is where I tried to find my worth. And you know, the God, did you see? I think I sent it to you, maybe. It was a woman talking, and she said, the older you get, the less fucks you have.
Yes.
And it's not like you dump the fucks one day. It's not like you're just like, yeah, fuck it, I don't care about any of this stuff. It's like gradual. So like, mm-hmm. one morning you wake up and you're like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about pulp and orange juice anymore. You know? And so mm-hmm. you keep the fucks that are close to you, you know, and still very meaningful, but you dump a lot of the fucks that just don't mean anything anymore. And I have found that to be true. I actually tried to take a cue from you because you give zero fucks.
I do not. You're right.
Like zero, zero fucks. And I always try to think like WWKD, right? Like, yeah, there was one time actually not too far away pretty recently that I'm just like, okay, I got to get my shit together in my head. WWKD. And so I did, and I felt a lot better. And I was like, okay, yes, because basically WWKD means remember your boundaries, for me at least.
And you jumped in, you came in hot with boundaries. Like you did. I remember warning you, like, people are going to fall out of your life. Mm. People are going to fall out. It's okay if it's only you at the end. Like, that means that you're doing the damn thing. And I'm like, oh shit, this is about to be bad. And it was so bad, y'all.
It was very, very bad.
You knew you were like, it's not me, right? It's not me. And I'm like, no, it's not. People just really suck, honestly. And like the quality of people, you said this the other day, I don't need more friends. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Because the quality of people improve so much when you choose yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can't constantly pour into brokenness if you don't fix yourself first, because you're going to end up run down looking 79 years old and you're 40. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just, you have to pour into yourself too. You have to choose you. You have to choose your boundaries. And what I had to remember is that me letting go of my boundaries and not choosing myself is me betraying myself. And that is a big deal to me, because betrayal is like the number one thing for me.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of reframe, you know, like where I used to say I had an unhealthy relationship with lies, mm-hmm. because I would always say, if someone lies to me, I have nothing to do with them anymore. And I had to work through that, because I knew that that was something that I did, because everyone is going to let you down. Everyone is, the way that I saw it was, everyone's going to betray me at some point. Yes. Because
she has told me this numerous times, and I'm always like this. If we like get into a slight disagreement, I'll be like this. Is this when I betray you? Did I just betray you?
But it's not like that. Like, it is just, that was vulnerability for me. And it was learning, because I'm not used to having people who cared about me surround me. It was always very surface level relationships, because they didn't know the real me, because I hid that for so long. As cliche as that sounds, like, because I wasn't comfortable being myself and being different and whatever, you know, I felt like it wasn't acceptable. Like, it wasn't okay for me to just be me. And when that happens, you project a different kind of personality, and therefore you attract a different kind of person too. Mm. But now I have people who appreciate me. Like, they appreciate mm-hmm. that I don't care. And they appreciate that I don't have to always say sorry. This bits right here says sorry. Elise, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I have taken so much, like, from you, like, learning. It's funny, because I have to be nice, because you tell me, don't be a bitch. Don't be mean. You don't have to say it like that. Use different words.
Yes.
So it's like, but in turn, like, because I get so fixated on things, especially about myself when I'm working on myself, I started feeling like I developed like this really crazy social anxiety. I already did have it a little bit, but I was so worried about the way that I would act towards people. Not because I needed them to like me. I didn't care if they liked me or not. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. But I didn't want to give them a real reason not to like me. And I didn't want to offend them. And I didn't want to hurt their feelings, or, you know, feel like what I said was too blunt or anything. And I started to struggle really hard with like softening myself. And I was like, no, 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 we're not doing this. I'm not going to do it, because that takes too much effort. My intentions are always good. My intentions are honest. Always tell the truth, mm-hmm. but don't always tell the truth. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's okay for me to shut the fuck up.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
Like,
agreed.
And finding that balance is hard. It is very, yes. very hard, because you could tell the same truth that I'm trying to tell, and it would sound way better coming from you. I can't do it. That's okay. So I need to shut up.
Like, so, yeah. Or sometimes, like, I think there's one time I'm thinking in particular that you told me what you thought, but there was no reason for you to tell me that because it had nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it could, it was just like, okay, great. That's your opinion. But there was no reason for you to say those things to me.
I made a note right here. Hold on. I'm going to show you right here. In red. Right here in red, it says, make it clear that this is on me and that this is my opinion and my opinion only. Because yeah. I struggle with that. I struggle with talking at people and not talking with people. And that has been really, really hard because I learned that as a kid, when I couldn't be myself. So if your kids are doing this, like I would really look into like reframing something, or because there is something, there's a weird delivery process that goes on here where kids, I never felt comfortable with who I was. And it was because of my church, my parents, whatever. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was all, like I said, everything about me was always so stifling that like I didn't feel comfortable, and I would almost dissociate from who I am, and I didn't feel like I was with you anymore. You know what I mean? Like I didn't feel like it was me and you anymore. So it was hard for me to talk with you because I'm not myself. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So I would be like a different part of my actual self that I have tailored to be acceptable,
yes.
I guess.
Yes, and yes, yes, yes.
So then it was hard for me. I never realized that I did that. Like it was this year that I realized that I talked at people instead of with them. And it 100% came down to me not being my real self, because now I always try to make it clear that that's my opinion, or that this is my experience. This is what happened to me, or I can relate because of this. And I always admit when I don't feel something, or if I don't relate to something, I always say that because used to never say that. That would never come out of my mouth before. It was it is so weird. And like your character assassination of yourself is really hard because none of us are perfect, right? Like we might have the core down or the fundamentals understood, but I think that all of us have work, but that doesn't mean that we have to spend our whole life working towards being better. It's basically getting to the point where we all are, and we understand that we can love ourselves and still exist in society and it be acceptable. And I think that that's where the whole liberal mentality comes in, because you accept everyone, but it's really because we don't care. We love ourselves and we are who we are. And let's just do life. And that's good.
Well, we can love ourselves and still make mistakes.
Yes.
We can love ourselves and still make bad decisions and bad choices here and there. And we can lower our boundaries when we're not supposed to, but remember to put them back on, you know, like love ourselves for all of ourselves, right? Like that's definitely something that I've had to struggle with, because as I've said before, you know, when I'm going through a terrible time, the boundaries, they're just not as put up as they should be. And, you know, and sometimes I do get down on myself and I feel like I'm a failure, and that all comes into trying to love myself and who I am and being able to like stumble in life. And I hate the word stumble because I feel like that's a very Christian word that is used when you stumble, right? Is it?
We do, but like, I told you this last week, I'm reading the Stoics or whatever, and it's very, parallel, like the Christian stuff has been taken a lot out of context. So the Bible is actually really good, as long as you realize that it's not for America in 2022. like, take it for what it is and take the meat and spit out the bones. And it is applicable, I feel like. But stumbling is a good word for it. I mean,
yeah,
you catch yourself, fall down.
Yeah. I mean, that's me. I'm always stumbling. I feel here and there, but I have to give myself grace, you know, and, you know, I let myself feel it, right? I can feel shitty. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I just sit here and I feel shitty for a little bit and I cry a little bit. And then I'm like, all right, it's time to get up and, you know, fuck shit up again. Mm. But, you know, but I think that's too in our friendship is that you and I both have had to work on almost the opposites.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think we said that in like one of our first episodes together that it is very, very opposite in the way that we are working on who we are. Like if we could just put it all together, it would be great.
Yes. But you know, I'm trying to be stronger, not stronger, but I am assertive. Trying to like, a little more assertive and knowing my worth, and you're trying to be a little softer and understanding your words and how they affect people.
And understanding other people was so hard for me, but you know what did that was religion actually, because I was taught to judge people and, basically not involve myself with them. If my judgment said that they want it, like I didn't have to, and I could always justify if I didn't like someone, I could always justify it in my head. And it's really shitty. Really shitty.
Yeah. But I definitely, yes. But I was going to say, you know, you can say your opinion on some, like, this is my opinion, which I think is great, but there's sometimes where you don't even have to tell the person your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Right. It's just there. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. And you may not agree with what I'm doing, but you don't actually have to tell me that.
Right. Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Because I don't know that it's productive.
Yeah. And like for me and you, I feel like our relationship is different because of social media, because your role in social media on your social media is different than mine. The standard is different than mine because you are held to a different standard and your rules are different. You are in a different arena than I am. So it's like for me, either I engage with you one-on-one or I keep up with you on social media. And I don't keep up with you on social media. I flip through your things. I see your pictures. I get like the notifications if you post something or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, I like to know the details of things. Like I like to hear it from you without the rules, without societal normalcy, without what has to be not said or said. And it's like, that's really shitty though. Like, how does that feel for you to be in a place where like you almost have to, you don't tiptoe, I don't think, because you be saying some shit sometimes, but like if you say one thing wrong, like how does it feel to know that everyone's little feelings are so invested in you and that you have the power to like piss them off so much that they can like try to get rid of your account or whatever?
Yeah.
Like what? That is so crazy to me.
I will say over the last 2 years, I have lost probably 13,000 followers because of my opinions.
I was going to say it's because of you. It's because you're not just speaking things that are acceptable as a mom.
Yes. And as a person and as, you know, someone who believes in equal rights and
a liberal.
A liberal, but also like very much, you know, again, I don't, you and I've had this talk and I just don't feel like you have to sacrifice completely who you are just to be a fucking mom. Mm-hmm. And I have like started to, you know, talk about, you know, going for my passion again and finding myself again, but still like, you know, me, I am still very present as a mother and I don't love Flick any less, but, that is just, between all of those things and even a divorce. And I'm sure there's a few of my followers that are like, peace out with your divorce. But yeah, I mean, I will say over the past 2 years, I have started to care less because mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sell anything.
Right.
I'm not trying to sell. And I just thought about this actually today. Like, I'm not trying to sell anything, not even this podcast, nothing on Instagram. I'm not trying to keep anybody because I want to sell. I do it because I like to do it. I'll do it because I like most of my followers. And I like the creative outlet, but I also don't need it.
Right.
You know? And so, that has also played into part of my self-love, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel more confident about myself. And, but also why there's so many, loss of followers, but you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to try to do this happy dance, but there is still some social norm that mm-hmm. I have to kind of follow.
Right.
Because people are just like, okay, you have a good amount of followers and you're verified and what you say matters.
Right.
Which exactly. I think, you know, sometimes like what I say doesn't matter because who am I?
Right.
Right. But I do, I have to, so you will hear a fuller story than what I am able to talk about online.
And you should, if you didn't do that, though, I would feel like our friendship wasn't our friendship. I would feel like our friendship is everybody's friendship.
Yeah. You know?
And that would be really weird and also exhausting for you. Like imagine having... Imagine having more friends like me.
Like you. What do you mean?
Like if your Instagram or your social media was a friend like me, where you explained or like you told stories in the details that you did, and you did it in multiple places in your life. Like, ooh. I mean, that might not be exhausting to you. Is that exhausting to you?
Yeah. I mean, I also have stepped away from talking a lot about a lot, in the past couple of years. So
your life is boring now.
Actually it's more complicated now. I would say before it was very boring, but now there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm. You're overwhelmed with.
Yeah. And there's just, you know, and I go, you know me. So I have that running dialogue in my head of like, how is this going to be perceived? And mm-hmm. how do I want to talk about this? Like, you know, I've been asked so many times about the divorce and why we divorced. And I've gone back and forth about like talking about the reason. And then I'm just like, you know, do I want to be honest and talk with, you know, the listeners and followers about it? Because they can probably relate to me, but then am I,
don't do it, girl.
Yeah. Or am I like, you know, that is her father, right? That's my daughter's father.
Exactly. So,
you know, so I, you know, struggle with that, in particular. So, you know, it's just, it's tough. It is tough, but there is a lot of pressure. I will say there's a lot of pressure.
I couldn't do it. There's no way I could do it. Defensive personalities are my biggest pet peeve. My lovely husband, I love him, but God, he's a Leo to the core. And he is so defensive. Like, you can't say shit to Marcus without him. If he doesn't have anything to say, he will literally flip the whole conversation and be like, but you do this to me. Oh my God. It is the worst. God.
Scott used to do that. And he is also a Leo.
Yeah. Because that is what they do, which I'm an Aries. I used to do this when I was like a teenager. I would do that. It's a narcissistic trait, like 100%. So I would do that when I was younger and I didn't know any better. Because I didn't want to take accountability for anything. Mm-hmm. And I hope to God, because Aries, Leo, and guess Everly is a Scorpio. That is a nightmare.
Leo.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
I knew Felicity was a Leo.
I'm a Cancer.
Exudes Leo energy.
Shocker. I'm emotional. I be crying all the time. I cry for happy things, sad things, mad things. I'm crying. I'm just crying all the time. So
I cry a lot too.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I do. I'm very emotional, like extremely emotional. Because I love really hard. Like I do. And even though you feel like my guard might be really strong or whatever, it's just that I don't have the time to waste on useless. Like, I mean, I don't know a nicer way to say it, you know, like if you can't add anything to my life, like I'm not going to give you an opportunity to take anything either. So my whole thing is that I can serve what I love, you know, and it took me 32 years to learn how to conserve what I love and love what I understand what I practice. Like that is hard. And nobody told me that. Like nobody taught me that. So
yeah.
Reparenting while parenting is bleh.
It's tough. It's tough. Working on yourself is a constant thing that I think you do till you die. And
but you're doing great. Bitch, you doing a good job.
Yeah, so are you.
It's Prozac. I haven't even taken it yet. I haven't even taken it yet.
I'm excited to see what this changes. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.